This is New Mexico Filmworks with your host, Trish Lopez.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to New Mexico Filmworks. And on behalf of all of us at the New Mexico Film Office, we thank you for tuning in and hope you enjoy this week's broadcast. Today, we are highlighting businesses in New Mexico who have benefited from the film and media industry that we have here in the state and from whom the industry has certainly benefited. And I have to say, we've had several businesses who wanted to participate in today's show, but we only have four segments, so we're doing the best we can with those who were able to join us. And I have to tell you, there are many people who contacted me who said that in this recession, their businesses couldn't have survived without the industry, which I thought was really interesting. But, you know, we want to hear all sides. You know, there might be some who would love to take part more in the industry and don't know how. There are all kinds of businesses here that support the film industry directly. But today we're talking about ancillary businesses whose focus is something else, like a hotel, for example, but they happen to benefit hugely from the film industry. So we'll kick it off shortly with representatives from Pete's Cafe in Belen, Hotel Santa Fe downtown, Rack's Lumberyard, and we'll end today's show by speaking with Mark Walter of the newly opened Santa Fe Studios. So first, a few announcements. Congratulations to Bryan Cranston and the cast and crew of Breaking Bad. He was just nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Performance by an Actor in a TV Series. And I'd like to give a special shout out to Here Kitty Studios because they do all the ADR for Breaking Bad. They're based in Albuquerque. They are the sound people that I think of for everything that is post-production. So congratulations to you guys as well. New Mexico Women in Film is conducting their third annual holiday clothing drive this month. So please consider helping others in our own communities by dropping off clean, good condition clothing at one of the six locations. If you're in Santa Fe, there are drop boxes at REI in the rail yard. There's a drop box at IOTSI Local 480 Union Office, which is 1418 Cerrillos Road. Sunflower Markets, the one on the south side at Zafirano, the one at the north side, DeVargas Mall. And in Albuquerque, there are drop boxes at Sunflower Markets on Lomas and San Mateo and Montgomery and Wantabo. So your contributions will greatly benefit youth shelters in Santa Fe as well as other homeless shelters in Albuquerque. Please consider donating. You can visit nmwif.com for details. And finally, coming up in 2012, the New Mexico Film Office will again be holding a series of town halls in northern New Mexico. You guys may have remembered this from when we were in Las Cruces, Rio Doso, and Roswell in October. Well, now we will be visiting Raton and Gallup and Farmington come end of February, beginning of March. So keep an eye out for that on nmfilm.com. Now let's speak with our first guest. We have Teresa Padilla here from Pete's Cafe in Belen. Teresa, welcome.
Welcome, and I appreciate the call.
Oh, thank you. So for those who listen to the show often, most people know that I grew up in Belen. I was born and raised there. And Pete's Cafe, I went there all the time. So to me, it's a huge landmark in Belen. And Teresa, I don't know if I told you this, but when I was heading down south, actually for one of these film industry town halls that I mentioned with my boss and a coworker, I was like, let's stop in Belen. I'm going to show you guys one of the old stomping grounds for me. And we went to Pete's Cafe.
How wonderful. Yeah. Thank you for the lovely compliment.
Oh, absolutely. Well, anyway, so when I was there, we saw Marie, a girl that I went to high school with, Marie Thodis. And she said, you know, The Last Stand is shooting here with Arnold Schwarzenegger, which of course we knew. And she said, check out this picture. He took a picture with the staff. Their crew is in here every day. And I thought it would be great to get you on the show to talk about this. So first of all, tell us a little bit about you. Tell us about Pete's Cafe. Tell us about you. How long have you been in Belen?
Okay. Well, my family, Pete and Alicia Torres, were my parents. And we've been here all our lives. My father used to say 300-400 years back, you know. And the business itself, Pete's Cafe, started back in 1949. So we're 60-some years old, and it's always been run by the family. It has grown quite a bit since that time. We started out as a little place where maybe 45 people could sit and eat. Now we've tripled that, maybe a little bit more.
Oh, wow. So what about who works at Pete's? I mean, I think of it as it's a very family-owned and family-run business, right?
Well, you know, really, the name bears my father's name, and he spent a lot of time here after his first job. You know, he worked for the Southern Union Gas Company, and so he'd come in at 5 o'clock, and believe it or not, he was the dishwasher. But that's when the business was smaller and younger. My mother, on the other hand, has been really the one that's been the cook. She's been the cashier. She's done it all. And she's the one that really lasted the whole 9 yards, I guess you could say. My father passed away early in life, and my mother just hung on to the business. And she's just been gone 3 years, but she spent a good 60 years of her life here, building every bit of this.
Wow. And so now who's cooking? Who's doing everything now?
Well, now we have a lot of staff that they're veterans. I mean, we've had them. We have our chief cook has been with us for 30 years. And we've got other employees that are 25 years. And in the kitchen, we've got some cooks that have helped for anywhere from 12 to 15 years. So they're masters in that kitchen. And they did learn from Mom, who that was her favorite place to be in the entire building. Mm. So she was most comfortable in the kitchen. She was a natural cook. And so they follow her recipes.
Very cool. Therese, I forgot that Camille, your daughter, also graduated with me from Blaine High School. This is really
yes.
fun to see what's happened. Pizza's always been successful, as I've known it, and always been a great restaurant. But now, with the film industry that has been booming in New Mexico for the last 8 or 9 years, you've gotten some business out of that. So tell us what the experience has been like for you.
Oh, the experience, it's hard to explain, but the experience has been absolutely wonderful. It's been very exciting. It's been very uplifting for our little town of Belen. The business has been down. The economic condition of our town has been somewhat off. And so, but you know, you got to hang in there.
For longer than the last few years since the recession really hit?
Yeah, well, we've felt it for the last 3 years. I honestly can say the last 3 or 4 years is when we have felt this drop, you know, mm-hmm. and as all other places have. But, I think from the moment that these people came into town, the minute they started building their set right around the corner, they showed a friendliness and a courtesy that was unbelievable. You know, they did visit us on a regular basis. We had crews here. Sometimes we'd have the stuntsmen. Sometimes we just have people building the set, painters, crafters. But it was always a very positive experience from our end and their end as well. So we're very happy that they came away with that and ourselves as well. You know, we the rapport was wonderful. I have to kind of brag about it because I feel real proud about how it all went.
By all means, please brag. I mean, that's kind of my question, Teresa. I'm sort of excited for you guys. I mean, I'm excited for the businesses in general. I'm a fan of the film industry, obviously. I work at the film office. But even looking at it from a perspective of a person who doesn't have that bias, I see what it has done for towns like Belen and places all over the state because I grew up here and we didn't always have the industry, as you know. When you say that, when you talk about the experiences you've had with them, are you talking about just on The Last Stand, which is filming with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Belen right now, or are you talking about other productions as well?
No, there were other productions. I'm trying to. The Swing Boat was
Swing
here.
Boat
I don't know
Kevin
how many
Costner.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Yes, with Kevin Costner, and I think our little town went through a similar positive experience, not to the extent that we did with this one. For whatever reason, perhaps they didn't stay as long, and I don't think that the set that was built was quite that elaborate, you know, for the Kevin Costner movie. So, you know, as they built this set, they visited our hardware stores, our little fabric shop, which is just a little old place, and it's not been in business long, so I'm sure that they really appreciated what the movie brought to us.
What fabric shop is that, Teresa?
It's Bernie's. It's out on Main Street.
Oh, yeah.
It's just north of Old Gill's Bakery, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a fairly new business, and we've all wondered whether they would survive, but they hang in there. They hang in there, and I know that this was one of their big proud things. You know, the people from the set would go in there, buy fabric for various reasons, you know. Mm-hmm. And another way that we felt it was the customers as they came in. You know, we did have this picture that we displayed, and I'm telling you, there would be a lot of goings on in the lobby where we had to post it, and you could see that they were happy, you could see that they were proud, and just excited.
The picture you displayed being the one of the staff with Arnold, right?
Yes, yes. And the first time he came in here, you know, he sat in the back dining room, and he was getting ready to leave. And, of course, everybody had a chance to see him, the servers, the bussers, except the cooks, because they're kind of stuck away in the kitchen. Mm. And they were very excited, and I thought, well, you know what, I'll just kind of grab him and see if he'd be willing to just poke his head into the kitchen, of which he was. You know, I said, you know, Mr. Schwarzenegger, I would love for you to meet these ladies who cooked the wonderful food that you enjoyed. And he says, sure, you know, sure, I will. And so he walks in there with me, and he greets them, and he starts to speak Spanish to the Spanish-speaking ones, and boy, did they light up.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know he knew Spanish. That's pretty cool.
Well, I was surprised, too. You know, I kind of did a double take on him when he started in this other language, and I said, cool.
We only have about 30 seconds, Teresa. I just wanted to ask you, what were your thoughts about the film industry? You know, as a business owner yourself, before it affected Pete's Cafe, what were your thoughts about it? Were you supportive of it? Were you like, I don't know about this? What's going on? You know?
Oh no, I'm absolutely supportive of it. I think our state is just prime for this kind of thing, and I think they're beginning to make that same discovery themselves, with the way they've moved in and all the building that's gone on in Albuquerque, all the production places. So, no, I've always been very much in favor of it. It can bring us nothing but, uplifting experience.
Okay, Therese, we have to take a quick break. Thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you, Trish. Have a good day.
You too. We'll be right back with Suzanne Brown from Hotel Santa Fe.
This ain't no place for the weary kind.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We're now speaking with Suzanne Brown, a great friend to the New Mexico Film Office, director of sales and marketing, I believe, at Hotel Santa Fe. I want to make sure I got that title right. And Suzanne, I've always been a fan of yours, so welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
First of all, give us a little background on you. How long have you been in New Mexico?
I've been in New Mexico for 15 years, and I've been at the Hotel Santa Fe for 15 years as well.
Okay. Did I get that title right?
You're Director of Sales and Marketing. Yeah.
Okay. So then you work with everyone, especially large groups, I imagine, who are going to stay at the hotel, this beautiful hotel in downtown Santa Fe, if you guys haven't seen it. Is that right, Suzanne?
That's right. We actually have 4 properties in downtown Santa Fe. We have Hotel Santa Fe. We have the Hacienda Hotel Santa Fe. Las Palomas, which are little kitchenettes and casitas downtown, and then in on the Paseo as well. And I do all the sales and marketing, as well as group sales and leisure reservations as well.
Great. Suzanne, we're focusing on businesses in New Mexico who have benefited in some way from the New Mexico film industry. And not so much, you know, certainly there are businesses like post-production companies or, you know, Sirius Scripage or whatever that have benefited because they are directly working with the film industry. But there are also these ancillary businesses like hotels and restaurants and tent rental companies who have really been helped out hugely in this economy through the industry. And so that's kind of what we're focusing on. Ed Pulsifer, as I know you know him, Suzanne, oversees Heritage Hotels, a bunch of hotels in New Mexico who are very film friendly. He's gotten tons of business from the industry. And I just wanted to ask you about the experience for Hotel Santa Fe and your guys' partners.
Well, we also do quite a bit in film and production as well. And it's been so much that we even put it in our business plan, and we've been very successful at it. For the last 15 years, when I first came on board, we really started focusing heavily on film because it is such great business for us. It provides a nice cushion, you know, that we can put a base on and then add on with other guests, either other groups or other leisure guests. So it's been the perfect fit for our hotel. And also being a small independent hotel locally owned, you know, it's also a great fit for us because we're able to manipulate the rates to hopefully help the production or the film.
Well, and you said, Suzanne, that you now enter it as part of your business plan, meaning this has now become a part of the hotel business for you guys.
Yes.
That you rely upon.
yes, we rely upon it and have done quite well until this year, as you know, when it came to a screeching halt.
How has it been going? Certainly there are, you know, people who would say that when the new governor came aboard, the difference between her support of the industry and Richardson's support was vast, at least publicly. So what did you see happen, and what are you seeing happen now?
Well, her views compared to Richardson are night and day, and we saw it come to a screeching halt. We did in 2010 over $1 million in just film revenue, and that's just trackable film revenue. So that's not food, it's not spa, it's not gift shop. It is just room revenue that we can actually track. So, as you know, the other ancillary revenue from that is even great, you know, just as great. We just can't track that part. And once we went through the legislative session last year and Martinez made it publicly known that she did not agree with film, didn't believe in it, you know, everything kind of just came to a halt.
Right. Well, I know for us, you know, I'll be honest with you, the location scouts really slowed down. A lot of them canceled around the time of the legislative session.
Yes.
You know, I hear now that her office is becoming more supportive. I'm guessing that that has a lot to do with the constituent backlash, you know, of people saying you can't kill this industry here.
Well, I also think it probably comes to, you know, she sees that people are now out of work.
Right.
People that have steadily worked for the past 15 years.
Right.
Now do not have jobs.
Yeah. I mean, so Suzanne, you're obviously a supporter of the industry. And
yes.
I know, like you said, this is an important part of your business, but not all of your business. Would you say that, how are these people to work with? I mean, what are the productions been like to work with?
Very, very easy to work with. Very professional. They are very upfront and honest, very upfront and honest with us, and would love to have more and more of it.
What about, you know, because you've got obviously the restaurants and you've got valet parkers, stuff like that. Do they tip well? You know, I guess that's what the idea I'm trying to get at, is because people talk about Hollywood.
Property.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Hacienda, which we do above the line, so producers, directors, major cast, they absolutely tip well. We also, in Las Palomas, we do lots of below the line, and they do not tip well. So it just kind of depends.
When
on
you
the
say
property.
Below the line, who? When we say below the line, for those who are listening, do you mean crew people?
Crew people,
like
yes.
Well, and you know, there's so much I could talk about. What I was trying to get to, Suzanne, is that I think people that don't know about the film industry and aren't supportive of the incentives, for example, which is fine. You know, there's people that aren't supportive of incentives in general for any business. But often it is talked about as though you're incentivizing Hollywood. And what I try to do when I talk to the public, having worked, you know, here now for some years, is educate them about, no, we're incentivizing New Mexico businesses,
that's right.
New Mexico crew, New Mexico workers, because you don't get the 25% rebate unless you're spending it on New Mexican hotels, New Mexican restaurants, New Mexico crew.
That's
you know what
correct.
I mean? And so that's why I wouldn't want anyone to have this perception of Hollywood comes in, treats us like this, and then they take off with our money.
No, not at all. In all the years I've been working with film, I have not had any bad experiences. Now, every once in a while, you're going to have one guest that might be a problem, but that's with any group
and
any guest. So, you know, and if we have a problem, I can go to one person in the production and they take care of it immediately, unlike an individual guest or another corporate group. I mean, they're so willing to help me out to make sure that we are having a good experience with their company as well as their employees having a good experience with our hotel.
Right. Do you ever... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Do you ever use the fact that the film industry has visited your hotel so much as any kind of marketing tool?
All the time.
All the time.
We put a tab on our website, films, you know, that have stayed with us and filmed here in Santa Fe.
Oh, that's great. That would be cool to look at.
A lot of people are very interested in the film industry and want to know about, you know, where they filmed and who was here. And, you know, they're very followers of Hollywood, and that's a big draw.
Right. Suzanne, we have about 30 seconds left, but I just wanted to say that for those who have not been to Hotel Santa Fe, I don't just say this because I like Suzanne and she's on the phone. It really is a very cool hotel. We go there all the time, and we take people there all the time for the restaurant and stuff. Can you give us the website, tell us where people can learn more, just if they want to stay there for the weekend in Santa Fe, you know, what your rates are, that kind of thing?
Sure. It's hotelsantafe.com. And you can just call the 800 number, which is 800-825-9876. And our rates vary anywhere from, in the low season, $99, to the high season, the lowest rate is about $179.
Suzanne, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And congratulations to you and the staff for all that you guys are doing.
Thank you, Trish.
We'll be right back with Wes Young from Rex. Hey everyone, welcome back. You're listening to New Mexico Film Works, and today we're talking to businesses around New Mexico who have received some benefit from the film industry in New Mexico, and who the film industry people who've worked with them have certainly spoken highly of. One of these people is Wesley Young. He is a sales manager at Rax Building Supply and Lumberyard. If you guys aren't familiar with Rax, they have 4 stores around New Mexico. Their main headquarters is in Las Lunas. And they're a huge supply business for lumber in New Mexico and other tools, all kinds of stuff. Locally owned and operated. And they've provided supplies to major productions in New Mexico like Terminator, Salvation, Book of Eli, The Avengers, and Breaking Bad, the popular New Mexico-made TV series shot here in Albuquerque. Welcome to the show, Wes. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Wes, so Kenny Trujillo, who owns Rax, he grew up in Las Lunas, New Mexico, and he was a graduate of Las Lunas High School. He and his uncle, Richard Tabbitt, started Rax in 1986, and now you're celebrating your 25th year in business, right?
That's correct.
Tell us when you started there.
I've been with Kenny and Richie since the very first day.
Oh, really? And you're from Las Lunas yourself, aren't you, born and raised?
I am from Las Lunas. I was a school teacher prior, and this was a better opportunity.
School teacher in Las Lunas?
In Las Lunas and in Texas, both.
Where were you? What were you teaching?
I was teaching science.
Oh, very cool. Okay, so then tell us about Rax, for those who don't know anything about it.
Well, Rax Building Supply is basically based around the residential construction in the middle Rio Grande Valley, basically a 60-mile radius of Albuquerque and about a 60-mile radius of Socorro. So we encompass pretty much all the needs of the middle Rio Grande Valley.
Right. And then, I mean, it's fair to say Rax has been extremely successful in New Mexico, and you guys do really well with business. Would that be right?
Yes. I mean, we've had a great influx from the mid-80s up into about the probably 2005 with the housing industry. And the housing industry has fell just huge in the last 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have brought in to our scope of work, you know, supplying stuff for the movies, which has helped me keep, you know, 10-15% of our employees employed just by supplying the movies with basically the building material to build the sets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from hardware, lumber, plywood, and we will, at Rax, we will source anything for the movie industry. And their needs are way out there.
Yeah, well, let me get back to something you said. 5-6 years ago, the housing industry started to fall. Fortunately for us in New Mexico, the film industry was booming at that point. And so are you saying that you were able to prevent layoffs because of the business you were getting?
At least 10-15% of our employees are kept just by the production companies, supplying the production companies. for the film industry.
Even today?
Even today.
That's great to hear. When was your first time supplying a movie with goods from Rex?
Terminator Salvation, which was 4 or 5 years ago.
How much money did they spend there?
Excess hundreds of thousands.
Wow, great to hear. And then what was your next one after that?
The Book of Eli. And the Book of Eli, I mean, all of our stores have been involved. Our the Book of Eli was filmed in Carrizozo.
That's right. Yeah.
And our store in Socorro got a real good pump out of that. There was a couple hundred thousand dollars that went out of that store into refacing a street in Carrizozo. And then the set build, which was at Albuquerque Studios here in, on University, the store in Albuquerque, both stores in Albuquerque got quite a bit out of that.
Very cool. And then you guys worked on The Avengers, which was more recent.
The Avengers was in 2011.
Yeah.
And they didn't do a lot of work out at the studios. Their main building construction type stuff was actually real close to us here on Bellama. Mm-hmm. And it was convenient for us, only 5 blocks away. And then they would build their sets there and then move them out to the studios and shoot what they had to shoot.
Well, and that brings up kind of my next question. How is the film industry different from, Kenny, if I'm building a house and I'm going to pick up supplies from you and lumber, how is it different when the when a production is coming to pick up stuff? I mean, do you carry specialty items for the industry?
I've got a couple of $100,000 worth of inventory in stock all the time that basically its only home is the film industry.
Why is that? How do they build differently?
When you build a house, it's pretty rough construction. When you're building a movie set, it is a finished carpenter grade type product. The quality of what they turn out is absolutely amazing. The quality of people that they have, I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Really?
Extremely knowledgeable. They know what they want, and it's our job to find out what that is, get it here, get it to them. I mean, our big thing with them is providing the service.
And how do they treat you guys? Are they nice people?
Very, very nice. I mean, some of the most talented people and the nicest people that you'll ever meet.
Do you, Wes, you were saying that you have staff that work directly with this. You have inventory specifically for this. So you have a coordinator or someone who works just for productions?
That is myself.
Okay. Got you.
My responsibilities are quite large, but I've just got a really good rapport with production companies, and I get referred for the next show that's coming to town. Mm-hmm. When they show up, I mean, a lot of them, I'm the first phone call.
Wow. Wes, with you guys having been in business now for 25 years, I got to tell you, I was saying earlier on the show, there were a lot of business people who really wanted to be involved with today's show because we're speaking with businesses who aren't directly working for the film industry, you know, like a lighting and grip company, but
right.
Businesses that are, you know, have a whole other world of focus, and the film industry has just happened to bring some great, you know, revenue for them.
It really has. I mean, I just hope that the legislature doesn't interfere with it too much more. I mean, they've made it difficult as it is. It's frustrating. I do go to the legislature every year, mm-hmm. and help trying to keep what the film industry, the positive, what it's done for the residents of New Mexico.
Right. Yeah, that's great to hear. I mean, Wes, you probably feel the same way I do, but one of the reasons I'm so passionate about the industry here is because when you grow up here in Belen or Las Lunas, in a small town, in Albuquerque or Santa Fe, you see the difference it's made. You see that kids now have some whole other world of careers to aspire to, and well-paying careers at that.
The local colleges, you know, UNM and New Mexico State, the largest, I mean, they both have new curriculum because of the film industry and what it's done for New Mexico.
Isn't it cool, though, as a person born and raised in Las Lunas, aren't you, like, you know, with the kids in your life, aren't you like, you know, you guys have opportunities now that we just didn't have when we were kids?
I mean, what's happened in the last 5 to 6 years in the film industry in New Mexico has been a huge, huge influx. Mm. And a huge opportunity for the younger kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, do you go and see any of these movies, by the way? Did you check out Terminator Salvation? Or
I've okay. been, they invited me to the premieres. I mean, it's actually pretty neat because I've seen all of this stuff being built and what they can do with a piece of rope and make it look like a piece of cable and actually knowing that I'm the one that sold them the rope.
Wow.
I mean, to watch them take a piece of cardboard and turn it into something that looks like steel is amazing.
Yeah, it really is. So what are you guys, what are you working on now? Outside of the film industry, how is business going at RAX?
Business is down probably 85% from what it was in 2005. Oh. And that's just because the housing industry is probably in the worst slump in 30 years.
Do you think that's going to pick up?
Not unless there are some major changes in finance.
So right now, it's not looking good.
Right now, it doesn't look good. I mean, you see in the paper that there's been a 3% or 6% increase, but it's kind of hard to put that into a positive when you're down 85. Mm-hmm. So then now, what are you, only down 81, mm-hmm. 84, you know, 79? I mean, it's a difficult thing to swallow. Is you can work as hard as you can work, and it falls apart of no fault of your own.
Sure. Hey.
But we do have one show starting, which is, you know, The Lone Ranger.
That's right. The Lone Ranger, for those who haven't heard that are listening, The Lone Ranger, this a big, huge budget film from Disney, will be filming in New Mexico in 2012.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff built here in Albuquerque, and then they're going to be working in between Deming and Silver City on the actual shoot. But it's going to be a shot in the arm for Deming. It's going to be a shot in the arm for Silver City. And it's always with the studios that we have here, Albuquerque Studios, I-25 Studios, Santa Fe Studios, mm-hmm. and then, you know, all the off-location type stuff. I mean, it helps the whole state.
Yeah, I agree. It really does. Enterprise Car Rental, some years ago, added a whole new division just to deal with the amount of business they were getting from the film industry. And we've heard stories like that quite a few times.
You know, there's some local motels, hotels that have remodeled and spent millions of dollars just to take care of the people.
That's right.
I think we're ready for it. I just hope it continues.
Yeah. Hey, I agree with you. Wes, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Anything I can do in the future to help you, please call me.
Thank you. We'll be right back with Mark Walter of Santa Fe Studios.
Does it take your breath away and you feel yourself
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Right now, we are speaking with a representative from Santa Fe Studios who has been working with the whole family who own the studios. And we're very excited to have him. Mark Walter has been working with major film studios for over a decade. 7 years after he became a firefighter, Sony Pictures Entertainment hired him for their fire and life safety department. He began working for Raleigh Studios in Manhattan Beach, quickly became their manager of facilities, then later the director of studio operations. He's handled community relations, organizing many events during his time working in Manhattan Beach, where he also served in the Chamber of Commerce and the Education Committee. He created an internship program for high school and college students, providing them opportunities to work with the entertainment industry through these studios that he's worked with. In 2008, he formed Point Studios and created the South Bay Film Association. He is now with Santa Fe Studios, and we're happy to have him in New Mexico. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, Trish.
Tell us what's going on with Santa Fe Studios. We haven't had the pleasure yet of interviewing, one of Lance or Jason Houle, who the CEO and the president, but one day we will get them on the show. And so for now, what's going on with it?
Well, we had the ribbon cutting on November 9th, and brought out some executives from some studios in Los Angeles and did a full open house. And right now we're currently marketing it to some of those executives and to some shows. We have some stage holds on,
Stage holds. Tell us what you mean by that.
So, yeah, basically some of the shows that some of the executives came out have some pilots and some feature films that are looking for stage space. They know about the incentives here in New Mexico. Some are very familiar with New Mexico. They've shot here in the past. So it's really exciting for them to be there. It's obviously the newest studio on the planet, state-of-the-art stages, production support space, enough to handle a full feature or a television show.
It's pretty beautiful from the outside, I must say.
Yes, it is. Gorgeous. I've been on a lot of studio lots. I've done a lot of consulting for studios all over the country and internationally, and it's one of the most beautiful studios I've ever seen.
Okay, so they opened what is phase one. Is that correct?
Phase one, yeah. Phase one consists of two sound stages, 19,275 square feet per stage, and about 24,000 square feet of office space. And now, phase one, what we were trying to do was get the first show in, take up the stages, take up the offices, and then start off on phase two right away.
Okay, so with that said, I know we have, as many people know, we have Lone Ranger coming here next year. Is Santa Fe Studio seeing any piece of that?
Well, the jury's still out on that. They did come by. They scouted. They looked at the studio. They liked what they saw. They're doing a lot of the work in Albuquerque. But we do think we will get a piece of that. Yeah, I'm not sure yet. We're still in discussions with them. Obviously, the show's doing a lot of location work in and around New Mexico. So if the locations fit here in Santa Fe, they'll come here.
Okay. Mark, you've been doing contract work with studios all over the world. And so are you now here in New Mexico? Are you now living here?
Well, through the month of December, I'm still traveling back and forth. The plan is starting the first of the year, I'll be here full time. Yeah, managing the studio, the day-to-day operations. I'm currently looking around for a place to live. I don't know the area that well. My parents actually lived here back in the 60s. My older brother was born in Santa Fe. So, it's kind of, you know, it's come full circle where now I'm here. So, still getting to know the area and trying to figure out where I want to live full time.
Well, welcome, and we hope you like it here.
Thank you. Thanks.
Mark, one of the things that I know you're big on, as we spoke about it with your bio, community outreach programs. And I think you've worked a little bit with a couple of the Santa Fe schools already to just talk about the fact that you're here, that Santa Fe Studios cares about bringing students, you know, into the production world who are interested in maybe working at the studio, interning there. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's something that's near and dear to me. When I was at Raleigh Studios, we created an internship program. It was like a three-tiered program. Starts off with the high school kids. And it's, you know, obviously being high school kids, their schedule is limited. They put in about 120 hours. From there, we help them get into a university, a film school. And then they come back when they're in college. And then from there, they're able to enter the workforce. And I took that program and used it at some of the other studio projects. Some of them were out of state. One was actually in Asia, where we created the same type of program. And it's basically to keep the locals local, keep the, establish a crew base here and get them while they're young and, keep the talent here in New Mexico. So I'm working with Santa Fe College currently, and we want to expand it. And they're helping me on some of the outreach from some of the local high schools and other universities in the area. So it's really important. And I think that New Mexico has a great crew base, and I just want to expand that and help expand that base here in Santa Fe as well.
Do the Hools have anything going on right now that they want us to know about? Is there anything that the community can do, or right now you're just sort of looking to fill the stages?
Yeah, well, two things. Yeah, basically the most important thing is to fill the stages and let the executives know that we're open for business and that the stages are available. They are absolutely gorgeous, purpose-built stages that that should be filled by, you know, let's say January or February at the latest. So that's probably priority number one. And then two, also establishing some of the vendors for the studio. That's one of my jobs, establishing some of the production service contracts that are necessary for the studio. So I'm working with some local New Mexico companies to provide those services. It's my goal to utilize what's already set up and established here in terms of some of the vendors.
You know, there's been a lot of press about Santa Fe Studios and just everything that's been going on with them since they broke ground long before that, though. I mean, how is your guys' energy level? I imagine you're exhausted by this point.
No, you know, it's great. I there's a lot of interest right now. As I mentioned, you know, the most important thing is to let people know that the studio is open for business. You know, obviously, it's been a long process to get the studio up and operating. So now that it is, it's just filling the stages. And also, as I mentioned earlier, the internship program, getting that going and establishing a crew base here.
Are you offering tours for the public?
You know, I think it may be a little premature to do that as of yet. I think once it's up and running and I have a full staff and I'm there full time. So yeah, possibly after the first of the year, we can set that up.
Where's the website where people can learn more?
It's www.santafestudios.com. And it's being, the website is still being built. It's up and operating, but more to come very shortly.
Great. Mark, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Thank you to all our guests who joined us, Gino, our producer, all of our listeners. You can email me at trish@nmfilm.com or visit us at nmfilm.com for all the latest news and announcements from the film office. You're listening to Talk 1260. Have a great week.